Welcome to Hot Off the Wire, a daily podcast that looks at the top news, business, sports, and entertainment stories as reported by the Associated Press. I'm Terry Lipschitz, senior producer for Lee Enterprises and your curator of news. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire through Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss daily news updates. And now, the latest headlines.
It's below freezing in Carthage, North Carolina this morning, 29 degrees. But the power's been out for tens of thousands of people in Moore County, North Carolina, after two power substations were damaged by gunfire. It's being investigated as a criminal act. Sheriff Ronnie Fields.
Folks, we're living in some challenging times. Challenging times that I never thought in my 40 years in law enforcement we would be seeing things and dealing with folks that are dealing with things that we're dealing with. But unfortunately, we're going to have to deal with this.
Sheriff Fields heard there on WTVD-TV. He said so far they don't know why anybody would do this. Now to a website designer in Colorado and what she says she can't do.
The U.S. Supreme Court hears arguments today from a Colorado businesswoman who says her religious beliefs prevent her from working for same-sex couples. Website designer Lori Smith wants to create wedding websites, but says her Christian faith means she can't do that for same-sex couples, but refusing to do so is against Colorado law. 5 years ago, there was a similar case filed by a Colorado bake shop, but now the high court is dominated 6-3 by conservatives who may be more sympathetic to religious plaintiffs. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Democratic Senator Raphael Warnock faces off against Republican Herschel Walker in tomorrow's Senate runoff election in Georgia. A private airplane crashed into the Gulf of Mexico off the Florida coast over the weekend, with two people confirmed dead. Authorities searching for a third person believed to have been on board. Oxford Dictionary says its 2022 word of the year is goblin mode, defined as a type of behavior which is unapologetically self-indulgent. This is AP News. Now to China and its tough COVID controls.
Beijing's easing some of the world's most stringent antivirus controls. China has yet to say when it might end the zero COVID strategy that's confined millions to their homes and set off protests and demands for President Xi Jinping to resign. Commuters in Beijing and at least 16 other cities are now allowed to board buses and subways without a virus test in the previous 48 hours for the first time in months. The government announced plans last week to vaccinate millions of elderly people, a key condition for ending zero COVID restrictions. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin wants to keep the U.S. military's COVID vaccine mandate in place to protect the health of the troops, he says. Republican governors and lawmakers are pressing to rescind it. Austin says the U.S. has lost a million people to this virus. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
This case stems from North Carolina, where Republican efforts to draw congressional districts heavily in their favor were blocked by the state Supreme Court. The GOP's filed a challenge to a court-drawn map, which produced seven seats for each party. Their question for the High Court Wednesday will be if the U.S. Constitution's provision that gives state legislatures the power to make rules about the times, places, and manner of congressional elections should cut the state court out of the process. And they're seeking to increase the power of state lawmakers when it comes to federal elections. A prominent conservative lawyer, Michael Luttig, calls this the single most important case on American democracy in the nation's history. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
AP Sports, I'm David Schuster. Another busy NFL Sunday. We start in Houston, where Deshaun Watson made his return with his new team, Cleveland, which prevailed 27-14. Watson was just 12 of 22 passing with one interception.
700-plus days since I played, so yeah, it's not going to be perfect, especially playing in December football where, you know, guys are week 14, week 13, and this is week one for me.
Whereas Watson was rusty, Jalen Hurts was anything but, throwing three touchdown passes in Philadelphia's 35-10 win over Tennessee.
Nothing good ever gets done if every man doesn't do their job and dominate their box, and that's what we strive to do. We work really hard and we prepare really hard. You know, sometimes it just looks different.
It looked the same for Aaron Rodgers, who ran his record to 25-5 against Chicago as Green Bay won 28-19.
You never know when it's going to be your last time playing at a place. I've had a lot of great moments in this place. As much as the fans don't really like me, I do have respect for the city of Chicago and their great sports fans here and this stadium. It's been a lot of fun.
Elsewhere, Minnesota reached 10 wins, holding off the Jets 27-22. Baltimore rallied by Denver 10-9. San Francisco beat Miami 33-17, but lost quarterback Jimmy Garoppolo with a broken foot, and Cincinnati over Kansas City 27-24. Collegiate level, the NCAA semifinals will have Georgia against Ohio State and Michigan against TCU. Georgia and Michigan were locks, and here's committee chairman Boo Corrigan talking about the other two teams.
We came to the conclusion that we believe TCU was number three, and with that, you know, kind of moved down the list and ended up with Ohio State at number four.
Baseball Fred McGriff was finally voted into the Hall of Fame by a committee of his peers.
I've been totally blessed my whole life, and I continue to be blessed. So it's quite an honor to be inducted into the Hall of Fame.
And soccer at the World Cup, France and England both advanced on. I'm David Schuster, AP Sports.
One of the first cast members of Sesame Street has died. Bob McGrath was a founding cast member of Sesame Street when the show premiered in 1969, playing the friendly neighbor Bob Johnson.
Hi, Bob.
Hi.
Say hello to Sally. She just moved into the neighborhood.
Hi, Sally.
That's
how are
Bob.
You? Nice to see you.
And that's,
greetings, my friend.
That's Mr. Hooper. Hooper.
Oh, Mr. Hooper. Here's a dime for your... For your
McGrath's family confirmed on Sunday that he died at age 90, and Sesame Workshop tweeted that it mourns the passing of Bob McGrath, a beloved member of the Sesame Street family for over 50 years. McGrath made his final appearance on Sesame Street in 2017. I'm Donna Warder.
President Joe Biden paid tribute to five artists at the White House on Sunday as they were honored by the Kennedy Center in Washington. I'm Archie Zaralletta with the latest.
It's a beautiful day.
Musicians U2, Amy Grant, and Gladys Knight, actor George Clooney, and composer Tania Leone are this year's Kennedy Center honors. They got a White House reception and all-star tributes from the likes of Garth Brooks, Julia Roberts, and Eddie Vedder. Biden says he has all of Knight's songs.
We're going to get on that midnight train because I think I speak for all America. I say we'd rather live in your world than be without you in ours.
The tributes will be broadcast on CBS on December 28th. Black Panther Wakanda Forever is still the biggest draw for moviegoers this weekend. I'm Archie Zaralletta with the latest.
My entire family!
The current Black Panther movie earned another $17.6 million, making it number one at the box office for a fourth straight weekend. Violent Night debuted in second, followed by Strange World, The Menu, and Devotion. What's notable is a movie that wasn't in theaters, Glass Onion, A Knives Out Mystery. It would have been one of the top draws of the weekend after it had earned a reported $15 million in limited release. Netflix pulled the film on Tuesday and will debut it on its streaming service on December 23rd.
I'm Terry Lipschitz, thanking you for listening.
Audio provided by the Associated Press. Music is by SkillCell and provided through Pixabay. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss an episode.